I'd like to welcome each and every individual to Mastermind Partnerships. Hi, my name's Kevin King, and I'll be your facilitator for this call. Over 60 in Loving Life, Special Edition, Dimensional Marriage. If you have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. Again, that's 888-230-2300, or if you're calling in outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. Again, that's 630-393-9909. We're just going to jump right into the phone call right now. Last time, we had a pretty interesting call. And as we go through dimensional marriage, a couple things we want to keep in mind. One, what does it possibly mean? First, you got married, you got engaged. There's a lot of energy and excitement of the new marriage. But dimensional marriage takes the depth of a mature marriage and kind of marries it, if you will, to that energy, to that excitement, where that spouse completes you, accelerates you, and you'd rather spend time with them than anyone else in the world. But obviously there's road bumps, and those things are the things that help us construct a strong marriage and help us develop. This week our assignment was coming up with three important things to having a great marriage, We're just going to open up the phone lines right now. Karen, thanks for joining us today.
Hello there.
Hi. So we talked about three important things to having a great marriage. So what are the three important things to having a great marriage in your estimation, Karen?
There's so many things to choose from. I think I wasn't on the call last week, but, you know, just sort of spontaneously, I would say that, you know, one of the most important things is to listen, to truly listen without being distracted and preoccupied with either what you have to say that you think is more important. I know from my own experience, you know, sometimes Bruce would come home and be talking about, you know, all the ins and outs of computer stuff, which I don't understand and didn't really have any desire to understand. But I think there's a piece where you have to at least be attentive and care enough, especially when it's somebody that goes into detail that, you know, it's like, okay, would you get to the point? So I would say listening, you know, caring listening, caring enough to listen would be one of the most important things. Second of all, I would say is making time to be together. When we do marriage preparation, I always encourage the couple to remember, it doesn't matter how many kids you have or when you have kids or whatever, but remember that the two of you came first. And it's easy to forget that and be caught up in our careers and our, you know, social circles and, you know, the kids and finances and all those things. And so, you know, whether it's a date night or whatever it is, to really take time to be intentional about being together as a couple and not just ships passing in the night.
Interesting.
So I think that would be a second one. I'll leave it at those two for right now off the top of my head.
Sure, absolutely. Well, Mark Boersma, welcome to the call.
Hey, good to be here.
Absolutely. So our assignment was the three important things to having a great marriage. You heard what Karen said. So what are the top three important things to having a great marriage?
I shared last week.
Yeah. Okay, so you had the three things you had was spiritual. The third one was physical intimacy, and the second one was everything else, which is transparency, honesty, whatever you'd want to put into that category. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Anything to add to that?
Nope.
Okay, wonderful. Alan Stein, welcome.
Hi there, Kevin.
Hi, Alan. So, what are the three most important things to having a great marriage?
Well, you know, I thought about it, and I could only think of one thing, and but I think it encompasses everything else, or it comes before everything else. To me, a great marriage is something which is given to you. It's not something which you can work to achieve in any way. And it's sort of like as if way, way, way down deep between the two people, there's really only one person there. And then as it comes up to the surface there, it manifests as two people, two bodies, two minds, two actions and things. But there's only one person way down there. And that can only be given, seems to me.
Are you saying, Alan,
you
don't work to have a great marriage? It just happens?
We have a little bit of a technical issue here. We're howling around. We're having an echo.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we're having an echo.
Let me try once something else here. Hold on.
Okay.
I can, let's see, I can try going to, well, maybe I can't. Oh, wait, here it goes. I think that relationship, the depth of that relationship, is foundational. And without that, I guess you could make improvements a little bit. I mean, I'm on my third marriage, and the first two, I tried really hard, and she tried really hard, at least I think so, or maybe I didn't try hard enough, but it never really made much of a difference. And so my marriage now, I don't have to try nearly so hard. As a matter of fact, even when I don't try, I know it's there.
Well, is it possible that you're, you know, if you're trying really hard on the wrong things, no matter how hard you try on the wrong things, it's not going to work. And if you have the right things you're trying, it's just going to be a lot easier.
Absolutely could be.
I mean, I've never met somebody that has a spectacular marriage that has said, oh, it's easy. Everyone I've ever met says it's a lot of hard work. And so maybe it's a new dimension. And so maybe you and Nancy are like the first couple I've ever met that say, no, it's pretty easy. I mean, I'd love to meet couples like that. Oh, yeah, it's pretty easy. But I haven't met anybody.
Yeah. Nancy says it's not easy, but she hasn't been married before, so maybe it's a perspective.
Right.
I think it's easy.
Right, because it's easier than maybe what it's been in the past for you. So, yeah, perspective, so you could say, yeah, it's a lot easier. So chopping down a tree with a, with a dull, saw, well, that's easier than, not having a saw, but it's not as easy as having a sharp one.
Yeah, maybe.
Let me ask a question, if I can. Do you think that marriage is a 50-50?
No. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I said no, it's not. It's 100%.
Right. I'm just curious.
Kevin, what's the goal of this group?
The goal of this group?
That's a great question.
Yeah, this is a great question. Well, it's over 60 and loving life, and what does that mean? And now we've talked about dimensional marriage to see where we can take our marriages to the next level and how we can really enjoy that. So the goal of the group has changed. Now it's over 60 and loving life. but it's dimensional marriage. So the point is looking to have a better marriage and try to find out what that looks like.
So would the five H's help us?
It would.
How would it help us?
Well, that's a great question, and I'm going to get there right now. The first one is hands, head, heart, and the other two are?
The first one's hope.
Okay.
Then hands, or I'm sorry, hope, head, heart, hands, and then helping other people.
Okay. So let's start with hope. What do we hope our marriages will be?
So if you ask somebody 1 to 10, how would you rate your marriage? They give you a number. Let's say they give you a 2.
Okay.
And you say, what would you like it to be? If they say a 9 or a 10, there's still hope in that marriage. If they say a 2, then the hope has been lost. If we lose hope, then we tend not to work. Because what's they're working for? I mean, why am I even believing? So we have no work, we have no belief. So that marriage is probably doomed short of a dimensional jump, like the defibrillators. You know, it needs, in my experience is, it needs a spiritual shock. The only thing that's going to save a marriage once hope is lost is typically the spiritual. Nothing else will save it, has been my experience. So that hope is what gives us the energy to forgive, the energy to work, the energy to try, it gives us the ability to put more into things. And then hope, and then the head knowledge. Okay, so, all right, that's what, you know, okay, what should I be doing? I mean, I hope I can have a better marriage. I hope I can have better anything. So this isn't just for marriage. This is everything. It doesn't matter. Emotional, relational, moral, spiritual, you know, health-wise, anything. And so the head, hope, head, it's the knowledge base. What do I need to do to have a spectacular marriage? And people know that, but they don't do it. And so the assignment you give is go back when you were dating and engaged, and then often your first year of marriage, and document everything that you did, those, you know, the first, when you were dating and you were engaged, and then your first year of marriage. And then do those same behaviors. Some people say, well, I don't feel like doing them. You know what? I believe that love is a choice. It's not a feeling. If you do those same things that you did when you were dating, engaged, in first year of marriage, your feelings will actually follow the behavior, the choices. So the head knowledge, you have to draw out the unconscious competence, and you have to say, these are the things that I did, you know, before, and then start doing those again, and all of a sudden you'll fall back in love again. So that's the head. Understanding learning modalities, visual, verbal, kinesthetic learning, understanding the five love languages by Trent and Schmale, I think, understanding personality masteries, all of those things, understanding DNA for life, the differences between men and women, how they think. I mean, understanding all of those, that's the head knowledge, really powerful. So hope, head, heart. And so that's understanding your life vision. Why were you put on this planet? What are you passionate about? And what's your life vision? And then connecting your life vision with your spouse's life vision. Well, if you both don't know what that is, you can't connect them. And then the hands, once we have the hope and the head knowledge, it's like, you know, don't start going on vacation and just driving. Have a map. And then plan it out. So head and then heart. You get the head and the heart in alignment. and then you do, and then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, this works. But true deep knowledge, surface knowledge comes from head, a little deeper knowledge comes from heart, a little deeper knowledge comes from hands. The deepest knowledge comes from, you know, from helping other people, the fifth H. And so if we want to really, if we want to really master the dimensional marriage, having a dimensional marriage, having a just a spectacular marriage, the secret actually is helping other people. The fifth H. And so how could this group, so if this group is internally focused on ourselves and having a great marriage for, you know, the five of us that are on live, okay, that's great. But I want somebody in the group that has a lot better marriage than me so I can learn from them, or ingredients to a better. Maybe there's somebody that has better communication skills than I do in their marriage, and I'd like to learn from them. So if our goal as a group is to help everybody around us to learn how to have and then have a dimensional marriage, that takes our group from an internally focused group to an externally focused group, which is pretty exciting. That makes sense, Kevin?
Absolutely.
Questions?
No, I think that's wonderful. I agree. I'm going to get that written down. We're going to go forward with that. That was powerful.
And so that was powerful. The way we can do that is the new site that's being put up for Over 60 in Loving Life. It can have a specific segment for dimensional marriage, and then there's specific lessons that we go through, and then start sharing this with others that we know. I mean, Alan and Nancy own, you know, their own company. Well, what if their employee benefits? One of their employees' benefits was to help every one of their employees, you know, have a better marriage. That's kind of wild. Do you think that the employees are going to be more productive if they have better marriages? I mean, I found when my marriage is struggling, man, is it hard to be productive professionally. It's an illusion to think that we can separate, you know, work from personal. Not like we can separate it some, but we can't, you know, we cannot. If there's harmony in my marriage with my kids and I go home at night and there's an energy there that feeds the energy I have during the day. If it's tension and if it's drawing me away, if that's negative energy, I'm going to be less productive. I'm not going to get as good a sleep. I'm not going to be as productive throughout the day. So, Teresa, what would you like to accomplish today?
Well, a lot of the things that have been brought up really resonate with me, and I'm quite intrigued by Ellen's comment about the oneness of marriage and one body, and I completely agree with that, but for me, that's also a spiritual aspect, that marriage it's sacramental, at least how I believe, and so you do become one body or one person in two bodies. So that was quite intriguing. But I listed out my three words, and I actually have a circle. I couldn't figure out how to do it, so I had my three words that I think are helpful, and then I drew a circle, and I think everything encompassing is, well, at least for me, is sharing a spiritual life and connection together as you're seeking the core things in marriage. because I really believe that that's the glue to keeping you going through all of the waves and peaks and valleys that you are thrown at. I did put some thought into my words, and so I came up with that. And then it's interesting because the five H's, this is the second time it's come up today for me and meeting with people. So keeping the hope and moving things from the head to the hands and the heart and making it more meaningful and putting work into what our goals are. So I pretty much just came with my three words and the circle around it ready for that. And then all of these comments have really brought it further, and I'm just really resonating with a lot of it.
Cool. Angel, what would you like to accomplish?
Sorry, I just wanted to know what your three words were.
Oh, my three words?
No.
I have them. my three words, kind of like what going off of what Teresa said, the first one that I thought was most important was the spiritual connection, which kind of is the umbrella for, I feel like, everything in your marriage. But then I also had trust and service, selflessness, just being able to serve your spouse in a selfless way with, like, no expectation of return, you know, just giving everything, like, 100%. Kind of that question going off what Karen said, I believe it's 100% on both ends that needs to be given in marriage, whether there's a return or not. So those are my three words.
Cool. Teresa, what are your three words?
Quite intriguing after Angelina shared hers. So in my spiritual circle that encompasses everything, I have trust, communication, and selfless love. So lots of overlap there, or selflessness, whichever. But those three, I think, could tie into a lot of other smaller pieces.
Cool. Nancy, what would you like to accomplish today?
Well, I came with, after thinking about what the three words were, and I thought a long time, and I really had difficulty coming up with three things. So it kind of ended up being just kind of maybe one thing, and the one thing is everything else feeds into that one thing, and the one thing is openness, truly openness to the world.
Cool.
Openness. Yeah. And conversely, it's understanding that when you're not open, being open to the fact that you're not open in that moment.
Nice. I think we got through everybody. We have 5 minutes left. And so I think there was an assignment for next week. Kevin, what was that assignment?
Yeah, the next assignment for July 1st is, how do I get my husband, this is ladies, how do I get my husband to deeply understand the innermost part of my heart and my soul? It's a question for wives to ask their husbands. Again, how do I get my husband to deeply understand the innermost part of my heart and my soul?
Cool. And I suppose, you know, husbands could ask their wives that, you know, about the wife, and the wife could ask that about the husband, too, if they wanted to.
Absolutely.
And so, Angel, if you can get that out to, you know, everybody that's participating, and then, you know, if everybody could think about, you know, who's one, what's one couple out there that I know, or where are some, you know, people I'd like to impact them, and maybe they'd like to have, you know, be impacted in their marriage, and then share, you know, this recording with them. And very soon, probably next week, we'll be able to put this up on the forum. And so rather than emailing, it'll be posted on the internet. And then you could send this out to your social media connections, friends, family, employees, coworkers, even clients, and say, hey, you know, here's something, you know, that I think can impact your marriage. Is there anything else that anyone has any questions, insights, thoughts?
I think it would be awfully cool if this group were not made up of couples more. There are more couples in this group.
And why do you think that would be? Why do you think that would have such an impact?
Because I think that if one person said something, then their spouse could give their point of view on the same thing, and we might learn a whole lot more that way.
Hmm. Any ideas on how that would happen?
You mean getting spouses on the call?
Right.
Ask them and let them know how important it is.
Okay. So it's probably going to need to be either before hours or after hours. So it need to probably be a different time and or a different day. So it would be interesting. There's a number of other mastermind calls that it would be interesting to have, you know, that's earlier in the morning or later in the, you know, afternoon or evening. Interesting. Kevin, as leader of the group, any other thoughts you have or assignments or insights or direction for people?
No, it's just that this is probably one of the most unique mastermind calls that I'm on. I think it's still trying to find its place. And I appreciate you being on the journey as we continue to find out what that is, what that looks like, and how it can be really productive for all of us. So I appreciate the input.
Cool. I think we can
close
it up then.
Cool. If you're listening to the rebroadcast of this and say, wow, that was really intriguing, and you've received benefit, then go to thevisionproject.net. That's thevisionproject.net. And go to What's Your Biggest Challenge, because that's what this is about. It's helping you overcome your biggest challenge, whether it's marriage, whether it's business, whatever it is. And if you have any questions about the material in today's session, you can contact the individual that invited you to participate. Ask them. Talk to them. See if there's something that they have insights on that can help you solve your biggest challenge. You can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling in outside the U.S., you can go to the U.S. base number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. God bless and have an amazing day. Bye-bye.